I would often find myself frustrated by such things, as you just mentioned. And I guess I'm interested in kind of creating scenarios where ordinary people can express themselves within an art context. So hence the idea came.
Yeah, and so how did you go ahead with the project? I mean, in an art sense, you know, when you think of a hotline, do you record all these recordings? How's it all work?
I just record them when they come in, and then obviously there's like a certain time period that they've been exhibited. So I exhibited a selection of those, but I've got a lot more that I've just kept. So they're sort of just forming kind of archive, I suppose, and I don't have a clear intention of what that will become at this point in time, but I'm still recording them and the line is still open, and I see it as like a long-term project.
Right. And yeah. So how do people get involved with this hotline? Like, how did you get the word out that this hotline exists?
I just took out like newspaper classifieds.
Oh my gosh, people still read those? No.
Yeah, well, apparently. took out newspaper classifieds and did some postering and did a bit of promotion on social media, although I guess I was trying to mainly use more kind of archaic communication modes to advertise the line because I wanted like a wider demographic of people, not just young people.
And what's the funniest call you've received so far?
I don't know. There's a lot of funny ones. I got some funny ones yesterday, actually, about from these kids that
kids are calling. No way.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
But like, really annoyed they couldn't go on the trampoline because it was raining.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. But I've had some interesting ones this week, actually. My favorite one would be this guy that was really depressed because his bike handles had melted.
What?
And
that's a thing.
Yeah, he's like complaining about all these things happening. Like he's having the worst day. So that'll probably be my favorite.
Fair enough. Now, what do you want to express with this project as the end result?
I'm not sure how I would foresee it. The end result. I kind of just see it as like an ongoing project that I guess is taking the form of like an archive.
Yeah.
So I can't really see an end result. I think I'm interested in responses and how they will change over time. And, I mean, whether it's changing, you know, I mean, you can definitely see that based on the responses that I did get. A lot of older people were commenting about how the weather had changed in the past 20 years in Sydney and all this kind of stuff. So I guess I'm interested in it from a climate perspective and I guess a philosophical perspective to see how it changes over time.
You mentioned that you've been talking to a lot of older people. So for them, when they say, oh, the weather's changed a lot, but climate change doesn't exist, like, do you really want to, like, respond to them?
A few older people have asked me to call them back. But I don't think I'll do that.
Fair enough. Now, what does the weather mean to you personally?
I don't know. I'm really fascinated by the weather. I talk about it all the time, and I think it's kind of like this way that we siege into conversations with people that we both know and that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a metaphor for everything in a way. So I guess I'm interested in like as a social tool and a way that people communicate with each other. But I'm also interested in it as something that's outside of humans' control and something that affects us greatly, but something that we often consider to be, you know, quite banal or, like, quite silly. So I feel like, yeah, it means lots of things, and it means lots of things for everyone, yeah, whether they realise it or not, of course.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, like, you know, when people go, oh, God, like, you know, when you know that the conversation's diving when you start talking about the weather, do you think that's believe that statement?
I think the opposite, actually. Maybe that's just because I'm really excited about talking about anything. But I kind of think that most of the time when you begin a conversation with somebody, quite often someone that you don't know very well, you'll talk about the weather first, and then that'll sort of start a conversation that leads into something else.
Mm.
So it's sort of like this kind of collective binding that draws us together, kind of like this social milk or something. I don't know. In my eyes, I would say, yeah.
Cool.
Especially in Australia, like, it's something that we talk about a lot because it's so, I guess, varied, perhaps? Yeah.
Perhaps.
We don't have 6 months of cold. We have maybe hot and cold.
Never in between.
Really hot for a while, you know.
And just to finish up, how can people get involved? What's the hotline that they can call?
Yeah, they can call the line, which, sorry, it's from memory, 0459-808-700.
Brilliant. Well, we'll pop
hopefully
that.
Hopefully that's correct. Otherwise, someone's going to get a bit confused.
Well, let's hope it is the line. Otherwise, we'll pop up the right line along with this podcast on 2SER.com. But Angela, thank you so much for joining us here on The Daily this morning.
Thank you for having me. Have a lovely day.
You too. That was Angela Garrick talking about the Weather Complaints Hotline. It's part of an art installation of the Safari exhibition at the Cross Arts Gallery. I'll put all those details up online. You're listening to The Daily with me, Sophie Lai. Jumping back into the music now, here's one from Temples. This one's called A Question Isn't Answered.